1FM 91.3, it's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman, and welcome once again to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital.
Today we have Dr. Colin Teo, a urologist with Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore.
Now, the theme for today is Oh Man, where we talk about manly issues. Now, we're dispensing important health advice for viewers who are thinking of running the Standard Chartered Marathon, and we'll also discuss the Movember movement, which is also very, very important for men all over the world.
Remembering that we are getting into the height of our marathon season, there are going to be a lot of races happening, and I think a lot of people want to know just exactly how they can prepare for it, what they need to know about it, and there are one or two manly issues, perhaps, that men don't want to ask questions about, and that's what we're here for. Remember that Health Sense on 1FM 91.3 with Glenn and the Flying Dutchman is supported by Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore, on your side. To begin our show this time round, we have a urologist from Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore, Dr. Colin Teo, who is also president of the Society for Men's Health. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Teo.
Welcome, Dr. Teo.
Thank you.
So, the prostate gland, it weighs 25 grams. It's about the size of a walnut.
How do you know that? 25 grams?
I know my stuff. I've been prepared. My producers told me.
Is it true?
Is it true it's about 25 grams?
Well, for a young man in the 20s, it's about 10, 12 grams. When you hit 50s, it's about 20, 25.
There you go.
Yeah, by definition, once it's above 20, it's considered enlarged.
Okay, whoops. Okay, but it does play a very important role, right? I mean, it produces seminal fluids to keep sperm alive. Mm-hmm. In some men, the cells in the glands produce semen in the prostate gland, and that can grow uncontrollably. Am I correct?
You are right. So men at 50, we used to have a saying, just to memorize for exams, at 50 years old, 50% of men will have prostate problems. And it is essential for reproduction. And other than that, it helps with some continence in men. So when it grows uncontrollably, it blocks urination, it gives discomfort, and it is associated with some sexual dysfunction. Therein lies potentially some taboo. But basically, when you know what's happening, you can get things all sorted out.
Thank you so much, Dr. Teo. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we'll find out more about the Movember movement.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Welcome back to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital.
Okay, so let's talk about the Movember movement, which has become really huge. Mm. Why is this movement so important to men?
Well, I remember I was a registrar, surgical trainee, in 2003. So that's where robotic surgery just came to Singapore. I was still assisting the surgeon when we started surgery. There was, because of this introduction of the robot, prostate cancer has been around all along, and in Caucasians, in Afro-Americans, they can be very aggressive disease, but by and large, for Asians, it's still not that bad. When we find that there's no way, unlike breast examination, unlike injuries, you cannot detect prostate cancer. But what's common is prostate gives, the non-cancerous prostate enlargement gives lots of urination problem. So when that came, when we did a survey, we asked, do you know what's your prostate for men? We're all clueless. But you asked, what about breast and cervical cancer? Men know everything.
Yeah,
So men just don't know anything about themselves. So this Movember came up to highlight the problems for men. And they are prostate cancer, testicular cancer. And the truth is, men do have higher cardiovascular diseases. All cancers, men have it higher. And in terms of sports injury, men have it higher. So men does have certain risk-taking behaviors, sense of immortality that drives us into problems.
That is so
and
true.
So drive ladies up the wall. So that's why Movember started. And since then, I think it's brought lots of education and early awareness to men to actually get earlier treatment, meaning to say, higher rates of cure and avoidance of more problems.
Thank you, Dr. Teo. Stick around with us. When we come back, we'll find out when is the best time to check your prostate.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Welcome back to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital. Today, we're speaking to Dr. Colin Teo, a urologist with Glen Eagles Hospital.
You're talking about earlier and earlier. When should a man start to check his prostate?
Right, so it's very common to get like health screening, insurance panel, job screenings. They usually don't include tumour markers. But when it comes to men, we talk about testing for the blood PSA level. which is prostate specific antigen, PSA for short. Okay. Not the harbour, not the shipping, PSA is a blood test.
Right.
And it's done simply, just a simple blood test without fasting required. And we recommend that for men at 50 years old, you should get it done once. If you have higher risk factor for prostate cancer, meaning to say your family history, your brother, your father, your uncle have prostate cancer, or you're Afro-American by race, then you should start at 45, and about every 1 year or every 2 years, a test of that level is probably adequate to screen you for early prostate cancer.
Now, you've talked about urinary problems, you've talked about sexual problems. Are there any other warning signs that a man should look for? I mean, let's be honest about it.
Well, the reality is urination problems tend to hit most men. Well, erectile dysfunction, sometimes there's some association with prostate problems per se. Once in a while, it does frighten men. You can get blood in the semen. Mm-hmm. So that warrants a check. And the truth is, most of the prostate cancer are silent. When you get the actual sign from prostate cancer, usually it's late. It means it's spread to the bones and you get bone pains. You get unexplained fractures that shouldn't fracture in a normal bone. So those are late signs that prostate cancer is advanced.
I see.
Wow, it affects your bones.
Well, you noticed you had five questions that you asked.
Yeah, right. That is truly quite amazing. Dr. Teo, thank you so much for being with us. It's been so enlightening. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Colin Teo, urologist, Gleneagles Hospital, Singapore, who's also the president of the Society for Men's Health. Thank you so much, thank Dr. Teo.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.